Good evening, brethren. Our first prayer is going to come from Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And our prayer for this evening is that all saints would experience refreshment by entering into the rest that the Lord's works have wrought for our justification and be satisfied.
Amen.
So what stuck out to me with this is how God was refreshed. God, who has no lack, was refreshed. Mm-hmm. And as I thought about that, speaking as a man, it was like after he was done creating, it was a sigh of contentment and of satisfaction from all the works of his own hands. The creating was done, and he stopped to rest, to enjoy and consider the great works that he wrought. And no doubt he was also anticipating what he was about to do in salvation to manifest himself in a way he wasn't able to before salvation. So men, we borrow things from the Lord to build. And there is a sense of satisfaction when we do that. But anything that we've ever put our hand to, it's always flawed in some way. It seems like we could always do it a little bit better, could have said something a little bit differently. But that's not so with the Lord. All of his works are perfect. Now, because of the work of salvation, redemption that Christ has made, we can enter into his rest. His works have justified us and brought us near to God. So we too can receive this refreshment, this joy and satisfaction as we consider God and the works that Christ wrought. This refreshment is found not in our own works, but in his. We're in agreement with God, and we confess that we find delight in his works. Amen. We receive, in this rest, we receive, sorry, this refreshment we receive in the rest of God is the most peaceful place of contentment and satisfaction that we can find on this side of glory. Our works to be accepted of God have ceased, and we are refreshed by beholding the work of Christ. So this refreshment is very important. So who would like to lead us in that? Brother Jeremy? Brother Levi? Jeremy Levi. Okay. Our second one is coming from Romans 15, verse 30 through 32. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. So our prayer is that the Lord would increase special arrangements of protected gatherings for his people around the world for particular times of refreshment together. The Lord has his clusters of people all around the world, and they labor together in the kingdom. And we know what kind of refreshment that we all receive when we get to have special meetings with brethren that we don't get to see as often. We got to see Brother David Miller yesterday. That was a particular refreshing. We're praying about the special gatherings because the Lord has to orchestrate them. We have need for him to orchestrate them because we have an enemy who's against us, and he would set traps, he would keep us apart if God were not in it. So the ministry of brethren that we do not get to regularly meet with contributes to areas of the body that aren't exercised as much on a regular basis. I was thinking about this parable we have in our body. Sometimes we set out to do a work that is not something we do every day. Our bodies aren't really used to it. You might go out and do some yard work or something like that. And the next morning, you're very aware of the muscles that you forgot you had. But the employment of those muscles helped you to get the job done, whatever you were doing. It helped you accomplish something, and you were refreshed at the end of it. There was something accomplished, and you were refreshed. The contributions and the fellowship that we have with these members, it manifests the truth of God that they have seen, and it heightens our awareness of our need for one another. It's like they're divine explorers giving us accounts where they've been in Zion. Zion's big. I was also thinking it's like trading gifts from the homeland. In our earth, we have things in this part of the earth that you can't get on another part of the earth. You have to make an arrangement to meet together to exchange those gifts. So this is the way it is in the Lord. So we're asking that he would orchestrate some of these exchanges to take place so that when it happens, all involved can be refreshed together. So who would like to lead us in that? Brother Gene. And our last one's coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 18. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. And our last prayer is we would be quick to acknowledge a brother or sister who has refreshed us in spirit, giving thanks to God for the provision and confirming their tremendous value to the body and our love for them. Amen. Brother David Vanderhoeven. He demonstrated this right at the beginning of his sermon. He went through and he specifically addressed each brethren, acknowledged them for refreshing his spirit, and told them what they said that contributed to that. This is a multifunctional work. Primarily, everything that we say and do is to the glory of God, and that's what it did. When Brother David acknowledged all of that, he received that as from the Lord, his provision, and it glorified God. Yeah. So that's a multifunctional work. What ripples out from this is seen in our confession of our love for the brethren, as well as our need for them. The brethren need to know that our works and their works are effectual, because as long as we have the flesh, Satan has a good target to shoot arrows at. He has a target to accuse. So and Sister June said this morning, we are not flattering one another or praising one another when this takes place. We're confirming our need for and our love for one another. And in that, we are glorifying God, because we're recognizing his provision for our need. So let us not shrink back. This is an important kingdom labor, and we want to be quick to acknowledge the brethren who do this. So who would like to lead us in that? Brother Aaron, Sister Barb, Brother Jonathan, Sister Maddie, and Brother Enoch. Okay. And Brother David. Yes. Okay. David, Brother David wants to pray for the second one. So after Brother Gene?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Brother Justin has our message, and Brother Maddox is going to read for him. And Brother Bob, would you pray for them, please? Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. I'm just instant in prayer. Go ahead.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come here and be refreshed. As you are refreshed by your work that you have done, the work that you were that you saw fit and that you saw to be good, we pray that you bless each one of us to be satisfied as you are satisfied with your work. We look forward to the day that we can be with you in glory. Mm-hmm. To work with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Our dearly Father, tonight I would like to pray that all saints would experience refreshment by entering into the rest that the Lord's work have wrought for our justification and be satisfied. Lord, I pray that this rest will be sweet because of the work that we have put into it. Lord, I pray that in everything that we do it towards you, so that when we get to glory with you, we will be ready to work with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Our Father, our God,
you have granted us, and we have experienced ourselves in these hours together this weekend. refreshing strength and encouragement. You have renewed us in your promises, in the vast and greatness of your work to reconcile us to yourself and to bring us to yourself in your Son Christ Jesus. You know our hearts to give ourselves to times like this on a regular basis, extended times with focus on various aspects of your truth and your revelation, your working in your Son. Father, it burdens our hearts to think about our brethren around the world who would desire to gather like we have and cannot, or they do it only under great duress and even life, even their very lives themselves, their possessions, the safety of their families, if they would be found to be meeting in your name in many places across the world. So we pray, Father, that in ways that you alone can, that you would refresh and strengthen their hearts and renew their minds in your truth. You would fortify them. We ask your protecting care for them physically as they seek to gather in secret, as they seek to partake of your word together. We know that many of them do not even have copies of the scripture. And they gather together so that they can share just a few copies that they have and read of it together and speak about it together. We have this abundance, and we know that in our land and in the churches of this land, many have little appetite. And we repent of that, and we confess that for our people here. And we intercede for our people across the world, your people as well. They're our people because they're your people. That you would knit their hearts together and strengthen them with you, with yourself, your Son, your Spirit, and with one another, and that you would provide ways in your wisdom and your kindness that they would be able to meet together and fellowship in your goodness and truth in ways that we have this day. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Your Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of refreshing. Good to be able to plan for these things in advance, look forward to them, and we have relative safety, and we can look forward to these things, but there's people all around the world who have to meet in places where it's not safe. They have to meet in secret, in basements or where there's no windows, and come one by two just to get together for a little bit of refreshment. Lord, we pray that you would make it possible for them be able to plan for these things and to meet in safety so they could receive the refreshment that you distribute to all of them. We are burdened for our fellow Christians around the world who are right now undergoing persecution.
Amen.
They're having real difficulty physically just because they're naming you as their Savior.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you would bless them, keep them safe, but help them to endure the tribulation. We know it's just a short while and it'll be over. The glories that we're going to have are not to be compared with the short amount of time we have on this life. But Lord, we still ask for Christians all around the world to be able to have what we have right now. And we ask you to make that happen. Maybe we could take it to them. Lord, we thank you for your Son and his sacrifice that we accept on our behalf. In his name we pray. Amen.
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 Father in heaven, we pray for grace for your people to be quick to give thanks and to deliver confirmation, a confirming word to the brethren that have been a blessing to them. And in making this request, Lord, I want to thank you for Brother James and Sister Emily and the blessing and refreshment that they have been to us.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that we can be quick to act. Father, we're thankful for the knowledge that you will enable us whenever we extend ourselves with the grace that is needed to accomplish that for which we desire. Father, we do desire to be used to confirm and to share our love with those that have blessed us. We want to communicate well, communicate our faith, communicate our thanksgiving. We want to be very quick when we are blessed and refreshed by the brethren, to tell them so. Father, to confirm the work that you are doing in them and to confirm our love to them. Lord, we know our enemy is also quick at work. And so we want to shut down any avenues that he might have and within our midst, Father, that we would communicate very quickly and clearly, and that the brethren would be built up and refreshed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we know that nothing we do for you is in vain.
I pray that we would have a special ministry to all of our brethren when they make the work, put in the work to encourage us and uplift us, that we would confirm that by encouraging them and them seeing that we have in fact been blessed by what they've said and what they've done. And that with that encouragement we give back to them, that they would have that assurance that the work was not in vain, and that you were indeed behind it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that when we are the recipients of refreshment, that we would be quick to recognize the vessel through whom you've ministered this refreshment to us. Lord, we pray that we would be quick to give thanks for and to communicate our thanksgiving to our brethren who you have used to bring refreshment and to administer joy to our spirit. Lord, we know that there will come times when we stand in the place of the one giving refreshment, and when we are the recipients of it, Lord, we pray that we would remember that we've received this refreshment not only for ourselves, but to in turn refresh others. And Lord, we pray that you would give us a spirit that is full of thanksgiving, that whenever we receive anything from you, our first response would be to give thanks and to recognize the work that you've done, and to seek to in turn be useful to you and for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this evening that we would be quick to acknowledge a brother or sister who has refreshed us in spirit, and giving thanks to God for the provision and confirming their tremendous value to the body and our love for them. Mm-hmm. Lord, we pray for these brethren, and we want to pray that we will be able to comfort them and build them up, and that they'll be refreshed, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, we come unto you tonight acknowledging, Father, that thou art the Holy God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes,
and Father,
amen.
We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into the fellowship of
amen.
Your dear Son.
Amen.
We thank you for this time that you've given us to be together and be refreshed. Father, now we bring before you Brother Justin, as he has prepared to bring this message to us. We ask, Lord, that you would bless him in the deliverance of it and bless us in the hearing of it. We ask, Father, for Brother Maddox, that he would introduce this well, and the Lord, that you would give them peace in their hearts and in their minds, that they're doing this heartily as unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for them. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.